Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, looking back on last weekend, your team swept Union 3-0 and 6-2 non-conference series to open up the new year. How much did that help prepare your team for this weekend's crucial WCHA series?
Well, certainly just playing helped. I mean, that's first and foremost, getting games under your belt and just the opportunity to play somebody we'd never played before out of conference. You know, somebody from out east was just, you know, just kind of fun for our group. And they had quite a few Minnesotans on their roster. And you saw a real great fan contingent from them. And that just added to the atmosphere here in the facility. So, and then, you know, obviously the bonus was we won both games. So, no question, it's just, you know, it made for a good week of practice. And I just think you'll see a much sharper team this weekend than you saw last Friday.
Kiki Radke had a goal and two assists. Jack Casa had two goals and the game-winning goals in both games. Claire DeGeorge also scored twice on Saturday. It was such a big weekend for your offense. It was nice to see them get some scoring, but talk about their play last weekend, and do you think that'll give them some confidence coming into this weekend?
Well, I hope so. You know, that's I think confidence it has to come from within. You know, we're gonna. I can't give players confidence in themselves. That has to come within. But anytime you have, you know, we can tell them we believe in them, and we certainly do, and encourage them and point things out. But it's ultimately, you know, that self-confidence, it's got to come. And you know, in Kiki's case, she works at Agon hard all the time. And her value to us is not necessarily in her point production, although, you know, at any time she can score, that's just a huge bonus. But she just plays with so much energy, and a team feeds off how she plays. And Jack's a tremendously gifted offensive player, and for her to get a couple is big, because she can be streaky, and that would obviously really, you know, bode well for us going forward. So, but anytime the team scores goals, it just gives everybody an added boost, gives everybody a good feeling, and just reinforces what we believe, that we have players who can put the puck in the net.
Your defense was also pretty good last weekend. Lauren Bench with her fourth shutout of the season. And then your defense also had 30 block shots in two games, only allowing two goals. What was it about your defense that they were able to play so well?
Yeah, just a real solid performance by all seven of them. Yeah, I think you saw Abby Ecker play probably the most in her career throughout the weekend. And, you know, starts with your senior, obviously. Missy, I thought, had a great weekend. You know, had a couple of assists, was plus three or four for the weekend. I thought Mac Lange was just absolutely outstanding the entire weekend. And, again, statistically doesn't show up, but just the way she played the game and how well she defended and moved the puck. And then, you know, her partner Bree Jordy, the same thing. Tina Camp has been just a steady, steady player. And just really, really excited how Heather Olson and Kara Werther have been playing. Just you know, it just gives us six really, really solid defense. Like I mentioned, Abby Ecker, you know, getting opportunity to get a little bit more ice time. So it's a big part of our team going forward is going to be how well our defense can play. And they're going to have a tremendous challenge today against a very, very solid Duluth team. And you mentioned Lauren. She's just been outstanding here at home, going back to the St. Cloud series. It's you know, it's been really impressive how she's performed here at home, and love to see her do it again today.
Speaking of home ice, your team's played very well here. 6-0-1 in the last seven games that you've been at home. That bodes well going into this series against the Bulldogs, doesn't it?
Well, you hope so, but obviously when the puck drops, none of that matters. You know, it's we know they're a very, very good team. They've got some outstanding individual players. Certainly you start with Maddie Rooney in goal. Going to be a challenge getting pucks past her. We know that. But, you know, again, you can take the confidence that, you know, we like playing here, no question. It's a beautiful facility. We've had outstanding crowds, and it's just a fun environment to play in. So, you know, we want to be a team that kind of, you know, takes care of your home turf. And if we can do that now, particularly, you know, in our last 12 conference games, I believe eight of them are here. So if we can take care of business here, that's going to really bode well for us in terms of where we finish in this league.
What makes this rivalry between the Beavers and the Bulldogs so fun to be part of?
You know what? We played each other so many times. This is my fifth year. You know, we played it eight times last year. My first year, we played them seven times in a three-game span. Turned around the next year, played them six times. You know, we've met three of the 4 years in the playoffs. And a lot of players on our team are good friends with players on their team, so you have that natural I don't know what you want to call it camaraderie, but there's that rivalry that you have with your friends, and again, the proximity. You know, they're probably the closest to, in terms of geographic to where we're located, and there's a long history in NSIC with Bemidji State and UMD and all the other sports, so it just kind of adds up to a real, real good rivalry.
What's it going to take to beat Duluth here today?
I think the big thing is we got to go out and compete. We got to want the puck, Kelly. When we have it, we've got to possess it. When they have it, we want to get it. And obviously, we're going to have to be really good in our end because they have some tremendously talented players. And if you're playing the puck, they're going to beat you one on one. So you got to be really, really disciplined in terms of your D zone play. But again, it's just go out and compete, get up and down the ice like we know we're capable of doing. And it's. You know, these games always seem to go 60 plus minutes. So, you know, we got to be in the moment for 60 minutes for sure. And, you know, certainly when we get our opportunities, we got to take advantage of them.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.